Time to check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Cote and get our weekly City Hall update here on a Tuesday morning. Mayor, it snowed last night.
Just a little. Just a little, Joe. Just, it is March. Anything can happen in March.
It is the traitor month, yes. It's a little reminder that winter's not going to give up without a fight, unfortunately.
That's right. Exactly.
But speaking with your Commissioner of Natural Resources last week, lots of fun stuff planned once the weather does improve. A lot of park work. Cleaner, greener is going to be more important than ever this year, I think.
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, it's a tricky time of year for the park department because the the ground is still pretty muddy, and, baseball, softball, they all want to be on the field. So getting them prepped is a balance. And but they work at it. They work hard at it. I noticed outside my window at City Hall, the grass is starting to turn a little bit. So it's progress.
We're getting there slowly but surely, yes. Two things I'd like to chat about this morning, Mayor, if it's okay. Number one, the vote last night by the Quincy City Council to approve the appropriation for new firefighter turnout gear, and your reaction to that vote.
I'm pleased. I'm grateful the council saw the wisdom in it. I know a lot of work was done by the union, by the department, the chief and the team. We should do everything we can to protect the safety of our public safety officers and first responders, and this was a huge vote in doing that.
Are you confident that this new gear that will be purchased is going to be what it says it is, as opposed to the last set of gear?
Oh, I am confident. I mean, this issue has now become a national issue, Joe. There's going to be a microscope on all of this going forward, and I think that's a good thing. So I don't think you'll see this problem again.
Anything you can tell us about the city's efforts in litigation as opposed to the current gear?
Not just that we are following up with a legal team. I know that they're analyzing the strategies now and the best method, hopefully the best outcome.
The council, you might be aware, reduced the length of the bond from 10 to 5 years. How does that impact the finances of it?
I haven't seen the language in the bond, Joe. As you know, I don't go to the meetings. Mm-hmm. I did get a report that that had passed. So it's all in the language, in the writing. So, we always look at what is the best financial decision for the city. It's a 5, 10, 20, 30-year bond. And what is the payment schedule on it, what it means, et cetera. So we'll do that analysis with our financial advisors and move forward.
Very good. So what's the next step now that the bonding's been approved?
It would be to get all the guys measured and get the equipment ordered.
Okay. And is there kind of a timeline for when that might happen?
As soon as possible. I mean, we want these guys out of that old gear as quick as we can. So I'm told that I believe the number from the manufacturer was 6 to 8 weeks. To get the gear in hand. So the quicker we get everybody sized up, measured, and get the order in, the quicker we get the equipment. So it's not like a fire engine. We got to wait 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. Thank God. The turnaround seems pretty reasonable.
Sure. Very good. Also, Mayor, quite a well-attended meeting last week regarding the future of Eastern Nazarene College held at Central Middle School. How do you think it went?
I think it went very well, Joe. We had a lot of comments and compliments from people in the way we structured it. If this was just a meeting in the auditorium and people come up one by one to the microphone, unfortunately, meetings like that tend to get into a session of complaints or having something more positive. And I think what happened by breaking out into the various categories throughout the gym and cafeteria, it allowed people to, the people that may not want to get up to a microphone because they get nervous about it, but very comfortable at each of the tables, make their comments, write them down if they wish. So I know that the team is analyzing and doing the summary now. I believe we had over 600 written comments on the ANC site with, what not to do, what perhaps to do, concerns, et cetera, et cetera. So I know we had over 600 respondents. I think we'll have by the end of the week a summary of those responses, and then we'll continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Is there any update on the city's efforts to purchase that property?
I would suggest we're very close with ENC on a number. And once that established and we sign a purchase or sale, which obviously would be contingent upon a vote of the Quincy City Council, that's another step in the process. So, we're getting close, and I would expect that probably, because ENC doesn't have a lot of time either on this, they need to move more quickly on this. They do have debt on the property. They want to get squared away. So I'm hoping that if this is going to go ahead, that would be before the city council within a month.
Mm-hmm. I know you had said that you're looking at some kind of creative funding that may not include the general fund. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. There's various possibilities, funding sources for this. So I'll leave it at that at this point, Joe.
Okay, very good. Is there still time for folks to offer their comments?
Of course, yeah. Of course. Even if we are successful with coming to an agreement and getting a vote of the city council, I mean, there'll still be time for people's comments, and there'll be a very intentional process. The public, that neighborhood will be involved every step of the way.
Sure. Also, Mayor, this coming weekend, the Remember the Ladies events. This will be taking place on Saturday from noon to 2 at Quincy High School, and honoring the Quincy Public School nurses this year.
Yes, it was a great idea. We've got a lot of amazing, dedicated nurses in our schools, and as you know, when young people are sick, it's not only meeting their physical need, but especially the younger ones, it's also meeting their emotional need. And we have some outstanding nurses who really care and do a great job for the kids of our system. So I thought that this was a great idea. I think it actually was my wife that brought it forward, and so we look forward to honoring I think this 28 I think that's correct 28 school nurses that will be honored on Saturday. Really cool. And I think Abigail would be very happy with the choice.
And also a special honor for the legacy of Grace Ng Toy, World War II Army nurse veteran and the first Asian-American Quincy Public School nurse. I've actually talked to folks who knew Grace and have very fond memories of her.
Yes, indeed. And I know we mentioned her last year. When we discussed a number of individuals in my talk about Quincy 400 mm-hmm. at the State of the City, she was one of the ones we chose, and a remarkable individual. One of the, if not the first, one of the first Asian Americans to settle in Quincy, served their nation, of course, in World War II, and then came home and served her community as a school nurse. So great story, and it's nice. And I know this year we're celebrating the 250th, mm-hmm. but it's nice to remind everybody that there were those that came before us. There were those that, crossed that frontier, dealt with a lot of issues and made life easier for us. And, Grace is another one of those individuals. So we're happy to be honoring her memory as well as the 28 school nurses.
Yeah. Again, that's the Saturday, noon to 2 at Quincy High School. It is free. And it's important to mention, too, that some grant funding from the state's being used to put this on as well.
Always a good thing. Yes. We love grant money.
And also the Adams National Historical Park will be having their own Remember the Ladies events this weekend, too, that folks can partake of as well. So lots going on, for sure.
And as everybody knows, Joe, that term, Remember the Ladies, comes from the lips of Abigail Adams.
Yes.
When she was writing to John about how they were forming the laws of the nation and the Constitution, and Abigail told him to remember the ladies. So it's a great honor to remember the incredible contributions Abigail Adams made to this nation.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
You as well, Joe. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.